After my breaking, he will Surrounding your love, that they may not be overwhelmed by them all, but have confidence in your goodness and strength to meet the day to come. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from the book of Isaiah. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, sadness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
We will read Psalm 90 responsibly by whole words. A prayer of Moses, the man of God. Lord, you have been our dwelling in all generations.
Your mountains are our Lord, the bread and the earth and the world. Everlasting, everlasting, you are God.
You turn us back to dust and say, turn back, you mortals.
For 1,000 years in your sight, our life has been.
You sweep them away, they are like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning.
In the morning, the word is renewed, in the evening, the day is renewed.
For we are consumed by your anger, by your wrath we are overwhelmed.
You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance.
For all our days shall pass away under your wrath. Our years come to an end like a sigh.
The days of our life are 7 years, or our age is very long. Even then their sins will be blood and trouble. They are too long and fly away.
Who considers the power of your anger? Your wrath is as great as the fear of his duty.
So he does count our days, that we may gain a wise heart.
Turn, O Lord, come on. Have compassion on your servants.
Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love, so that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us. Make for as many years as we have seen evil.
Let your word be manifest to your servants, and your word be power to your children.
Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and prosper for us the work of our hands. O prosper. A reading from the Revelation of John. And I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, see, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who is seated on the throne said, see, I am making all things new. Also he said, write this, for the words are trustworthy and true. Then he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life. Those who conquer will inherit these things, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord. Ken and the Holy Spirit will lead us today. We do have work to do. Ours is to agree with God about Ken and to accept what is ours to do now when this service of celebration is over. It has been said that the poet says it best. In my short remarks, let's hear what this mischievous, modern psalmist, mystic man, has to say about our lives in God, the passing from this life to the next, and the life that is ours to live in God now. Ken told us why we're here. He said, because this is where our journeys have gathered us to be. Because this is where the table and the feast feeds our souls. Because this is where our lives are blessed by love, precious love. Together we've read Psalm 90, where Moses knows that his life will pass, dust returned to dust. Ken knew this. He was a Linton man, a man who had an examined life. And because he was a man in the spirit of Lent, he was also a resurrection man and a redemption man. So here we are. Here we are at an Easter celebration. And it's ahead of Lent. Because Ken was a mischievous man. In this service of hope, this Easter celebration, we proclaim and assert something we hope for, a hope shared with many people from all generations, but not something we really know. Ken, remembering an old friend, as we were remembering our not old enough friend, today wrote about it this way in Ken's words. It snowed today, you know. Today, in the wet leaves and the pine straw, we stand before the solemn spectacle of holy and unending life, interrupted by stillness of heart and quietness of breath before the unknowable journey to heaven's light, to the company of saints, to stardust returning to the beginning. Alleluia, alleluia. Ken was not hep to death. He was aware, accepting, but he wasn't cool. He loved life. He called himself a pathological extrovert. Always self-deprecating. But what he really meant was he has absolutely strung out on connection with you all, with Monday and Thursday, and Toko, and St. Bartholomew's, and all the sacred stories that reside in each of our hearts. So that was what Ken was about. He wrote about it in a dream. He said he came into this dream, into a state-appointed death facility. It's on Facebook, on his page, so you can read about it. It's mischievous, this place, the state-appointed death factory. And then he wrote, I came into this dream from the rest of my life, so to speak, careworn from bad decisions, bent out of shape by inevitable consequences, away from tired and hackneyed summaries of crimes and misdemeanors, constitutionally incapable of stumbling without fouling that up. That's almost what he said. And at times gloriously so, but realizing too late that I was still so vital, so real, and so true to the imperfection, a broken life seduced by the charm of living. Ken was with Moses, eager to be made glad for as many days as he had been afflicted. And he was made glad, and will be made glad for as many days as he was afflicted. How significant was Ken's life, rendered in his poetry? Well, it was significant enough that his own cardiologist was stunned when he read them in Ken's hospice room Carrie gave Dr. Magorski Kim's 3 books. Magorski looked and says, Carrie, I've told you, you need to go to County Cork, County Kerry. And he was pretty insistent on that. So, anyway, with that doctor, he commented that he loved poetry, especially Gerard Manley Hopkins and Kavanaugh. So he began to read. And then he was stunned. And he stopped. And he said, Kendall, these are beautiful words. And he asked if there was one Ken wanted him to read. By now, there probably was, but Ken couldn't say. So this lovely Irish physician got very close to Ken and began to read the poet's poems to the poet. And then, almost lying over Ken, the doctor said, I love you. And now I even know you better. Now, you know, this was a doctor of the heart. And it was important for him to say, I don't say this to my patients. I love you. And Ken could say, I love you back. In fact, these are the words that Ken said again and again, reliably. I love, I love, I love. Trust, love. Even in those last days, Ken had something more to say. I'm going to write, he said, a poem from the other side. But the words just wouldn't cross sides. So his dear friend Michael listened, hopefully, heart to heart, to what Ken was saying and not saying. And Michael knew the next words, if any, would be on what Michael called paper so thin that it would be made of angel's wings. Michael knew with Ken of the music of the spheres, where there may be poems that carry us from this side to that, or is it that side to this side? It's from Michael Boatwright. Unseen mysteries beckon us to go, we know not where, yet faith drives us on into stardust and angel wings and poems we need not ears to hear. Carrie, Chris, Kelly, Miles, Noah, Josh, thank you for sharing your husband, your father, your grandfather with us. You've been generous. And he also shared you with us. Writing of Carrie, he reflected on the years and dreams of their great love. We're not who we were then. Every gift you ever gave me, I can see now in your eyes, blue eyes that once were green when first I dreamed the dream of you. So this has been a known and dreaded letting go for each of you as it has been for Ken. Carrie, I know that you and Ken both struggled when asked, how many children do you have? Two, of course. But how do you answer? Chris, I know that you're going to miss your father. And I know you're going to take care of your mother as you are right now. And I know that friends and family are going to comfort you. Patrick, you're now with your dad again. What now? James Agee had a hint of his poem, Sure on This Shining Night. That poet wanders in wonder under a starlit sky and remembers himself and us, our place in this bridge between Chronos' time and Kairos' time. Powers of kindness decide the ground. This is our place. This side of heaven. On the ground, incarnate, even as Jesus was after his baptism, when our poet laureate, Ken, described these words to Jesus, "I'm going where I must. Thank you for your kindness." Shortly, we will come to the table because, as Ken said, it matters somehow. In procession, sermon, and song, while the bread is broken and the wine is poured, offering thanks and praise. Let's pray thanks for it. God of all mercies, God of all blessings, grant us this day your children to love, your creation to bless, and your kingdom to proclaim. We ask this in the name of the one who has always loved us, even unto the cross. Amen.
In the assurance of eternal life given at baptism, let us proclaim our faith and say, "I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen."
For our brother Ken, let us pray by the word of Jesus Christ, who said, "I am resurrection and I am life. Lord, you consoled Mary Martha and Mary for their stress. Draw near to us the mourn for sin, and dry the tears of those who
weep. Hear our prayer, Lord.
You wept at the grave of Lazarus, your friend. Comfort us in our sorrow.
Hear our prayer, Lord.
You raised the dead to life. Give my brother eternal life.
Hear our prayer, Lord.
You promised paradise to he who repented. Bring our brother to the joys of heaven.
Hear our prayer, Lord.
Our brother was washed in baptism and anointed with the Holy Spirit. Give him fellowship with all your saints.
Hear our prayer, Lord.
He was immersed with your body and blood, granting him a place at the table of your heavenly kingdom.
Hear our prayer, Lord.
Comfort us in our sorrows at the death of our brother. Let our faith be a consolation and eternal life of our hope.
Lord, in Christ, we commend to you our brother Ken, who was reborn by water and spirit and holy baptism. Grant his death may recall to us your victory over death, and be an occasion for us to renew our trust in your Father's love. Give us, we pray, the faith to follow where you have led the way, and where you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, to the age of the ages.
Amen.
Peace of the Lord, Yahweh.
And also with you.
Thank you. celebrate the Holy Eucharist. We will have bread and wine. There's gluten-free wafers. If you like gluten-free wafers, just ask myself and the other priest generally. If you would like to come forward for a blessing, come and cross your arms and you can receive a blessing. After the Eucharist, we will have the commendation here, and we will sing the closing hymn in place, and then we will have a reception accompanied by the ordinance to the memorial garden of Joseph Arimathea for interment of ashes. After that, you're invited to return to Parish Hall for reception. If you do not want to go to the memorial garden, you're welcome to wait here or go to the Parish Hall. So, Carrie, know that we are all continuing to pray for you, and know that you will continue to be blessed by the memory that we will carry with Ken forever, particularly the grandchildren and the grandfathers that we will be forever, and the love that you carry that will never fade away. thank you, O God, the goodness and love which you have made known to us in creation, the calling of Israel to be your people, and your word spoken through the prophets, and above all the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In Christ you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In Christ you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. The night before he died for us, our Savior, Jesus Christ, took bread, and when he gave thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, Jesus took a cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink it, all of you. This is my blood and new covenant, that is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sin. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, according to his command, O Father,
we remember Christ's death, we proclaim Christ's resurrection, we await Christ's coming in glory.
We offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, O Savior of all, presenting to you your creation as bread and as wine. We pray, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the Son. Unite us in the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, for whom we are acceptable to you, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, let all things in subjection unto your Christ, and bring us to that heavenly country wherewith we are safe, we may enter the everlasting heritage of your children. Jesus Christ, our Savior, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation. By Christ and with Christ and in his Christ, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever.
Amen.
Thank you. Let us go forth in the name of Christ.
Thanks be to God.